The Seal Test System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore and as our special guest, Orson Welles.
I'll give you a smile for a smile, a song for a song for a while. I'll give you a heart for a moment sublime, right from the start. We'll have a grand time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another Seal Test program. Tonight, with script in hand and tongue in cheek, we caper about the kilocycles in a story about radio entitled, What's What in Kilowatts? Personally, I've looked forward to this program because of my sincere affection for radio and the fine people associated with it during my many pleasant years of broadcasting.
That's over 11 years, isn't it, Rudy?
Yes, Orson.
Just imagine. For over 11 years, the American radio public has been listening to Valley's voice. Why, it just doesn't seem possible.
Just doesn't seem sensible.
Now, look here, Will.
Now, John, we must allow for Orson's eccentricities. After all, people call him the boy wonder.
They're right. I look at him, and boy, do I wonder. After all, Wells, everyone knows that Rudy Valley has played an important part of radio from its earliest days right up to this moment.
Yes, sir. He's run the gamut from Marconi to Marcorny.
Well, boys, if you've quite finished deflating the ego that once was Rudy Valley, let's proceed to radio station RSVP.
Radio, radio, what is this thing called radio? The control man yells Eureka, and from Boston to Topeka, people listen, but you wonder if they care. And the sound goes out to nobody knows where. That's radio,
Hello.
Barrymore, your boss. Why don't you and Wells have got on the air? Fast! A fine pair of sunshine boys. It's 5 minutes after six.
I must have overslept.
Overslept? Why, every man who gets anywhere is up. Every man who wants to be successful is up. Every man who will ever amount to anything is up.
Where are you?
In bed. Get that snoozing partner of yours on the air and start selling my product.
Oh, Orson. Orson.
Huh?
Wake up. It's 6 o'clock. We're on the air.
Oh.
Good morning, folks. Good morning, folks. Come on, wake up and sing. The sunshine boys are on the air, so spring up from that spring. Oh, turn off your clock. Put on your sock. You'll find them on the floor. We're on the air and in your hair. For Sponsor Barrymore.
Well, well, well. Good morning, all you early birds. This is your petty pally, Sunshine Valley. Turning over to my peachy partner, Yussle the Muscle Wells. Okay. Russell the Muscle, Yussle.
By muscle, I muscle. Good morning, setters-uppers and bender-downers. My first exercise this morning has been diabolically devised just for the lovely, lovely ladies. Here we go, girls. One and two, just bend your back and hear your spinal column crack. And throw your chest right out into the breeze.
La-dee-da.
Now stretch your knees up to your nose and wrap your neck around your toes. Okay, girls, hold it. I'll be with you again tomorrow morning, same time, same station, same position.
Thank you, Yus. And now, folks, for the correct time. When you hear the musical note, it'll be exactly... Thank you. The time is exactly. And now, through the courtesy of Barrymore's dainty dog, Biscuit, the crepe Suzette of the canine set, we present your favorite philosophical poet, Orsonnet Wells, who is back again to spread a few rays of sunshine. The next verse you hear will be the verse of Mr. Wells.
Hello, folks. Hello there. How are you? You are? How nice. Now let's see what I have this merry, merry morning, aside from a horrible headache. Oh, yes, I have a lovely poem for you. May I read it? What? What? Oh, well, I will. I saw a little chap today with golden curly hair. He freckles on his rosy cheeks. He knows no worldly care. His shining eyes were from his dad. His dimples from his mother. I said, "Where goest thou, little man?" And he said, "What's it to you, brother?" A picture he in sailor suit of joy, too sweet to utter. I sat there like an angel, sailing cigar butts down the gutter. "You shouldn't sit in gutters, son," I said. "You'll spoil your clothes." He smiled, picked up his little fist, and socked me in the nose. And so, perchance, if you meet this lad with golden curly hair, with freckles on his rosy cheeks, who knows no worldly care, my advice, my friend, is to be firm. Don't bend. Don't get into a tiff. Just put the tyke on a motorbike and point him toward a cliff.
Take it away, Rudy.
Ah, 6:15. And what does 6:15 mean? Yes, you're right. It means a quarter past six.
Quarter past six, and time to listen to Rudy Valley, that sweet songbird of the dismal dawn. Give him the dawn beat, men.
Darling, you and I know the reason why a summer sky is blue. And we know why birds in the trees sing melodies, and why love will grow from the first hello until the last goodbye. So to sweet romance there is just one man.
Now, folks, just a few well-seasoned words about Barrymore's Peppy Peachy Pepper Pickle.
Yes, it's just a peach of a pickle for the price of a nickel. Just buy this pickle and you'll have no kickle.
And, folks, don't forget that Barrymore pickles are untouched by human hands. They're made by Mr. Barrymore himself.
And now, folks, we remind you, our sponsor
is John Barrymore. He treats us mighty rough. But still he'll keep us on the air if you will buy his stuff.
Whoa!
Goodbye, folks, we bid you all farewell. The Sunshine Boys are signing off. Don't think it ain't been so well.
Well, not to disparage Rudy and Orson's singing, but do you ladies know any sweeter music than the voices of your family praising your meals? Well, one surefire way to win compliments is to serve lots of delicious Kraft cottage cheese dishes. They're a feast for your eyes and palate, and no mistake. Every spoonful of Kraft cottage cheese you'll find is temptingly fresh and so tender it fairly melts in your mouth. To make this good-eating cottage cheese, Kraft takes pure, sweet cream and stirs it right into the big, fluffy curds, through and through. Mind you, Kraft adds just the right amount of cream to make the cottage cheese rich and moist, but never runny. What's more, Kraft makes this cottage cheese fresh. The new made cottage cheese is protected in sanitary paper cups that stay sealed until you remove the lid in your own kitchen. Kraft rushes the cottage cheese direct to your food dealer in refrigerated trucks. All this explains how Kraft can guarantee you cottage cheese of superb freshness every time. There are three different types of Kraft cottage cheese, all made under the seal test system of laboratory protection. There's the regular creamed cottage cheese with big, fluffy curds, Kraft country-style cottage cheese with smaller curds and an old-fashioned flavor, and Kraft zesty chive cottage cheese. All three kinds of delicious Kraft cottage cheese come in half-pint, pint, and thrifty one-quart sealed paper cups. For truly fresh cottage cheese, be sure the name Kraft is printed right on the cup. And now back to Hollywood.
We left the Sunshine Boys, Wells and Valley, in a very happy frame of so-called mind. Ah, but all is not well. Not at Orson well. For Jay's sponsor, Barrymore, is storming into the studio.
Now listen, you two. I heard those pathetic programs you put on this morning, and they're terrible. You're fired.
Oh, but you can't fire us now. It's 10 o'clock and time for your perfume program to go on the air.
Stuff, yes, the perfume program. I don't like the way you've been handling that either. So I wrote today's episode.
You wrote it?
Yeah, I wrote it myself. I'll direct it myself. I'll produce it myself. I'll be a genius.
Copycat.
Quiet, here's the script. Now let's get on with our perfume program. A fragrant forfare.
Carbonico is on the air.
The Barrymore Pungent Perfume Company, manufacturers of Carbolico, the aroma that never dies, presents that heart-throbbing drama, The Cronkite Family. The Cronkite Family is the true story of the Cronkite Family. And any similarity to any real persons is completely accidental. But before we turn to the exciting adventures of our good friends the Cronkites, have a few words about Carbolico from the man who's responsible for Carbolico, among other things, Mr. John Cronkite Barrymore.
Ladies, have you tried Carbolico lately? Carbolico is not like other perfumes. Ah, no, 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 no. Remember, other perfumes smell, but confidentially, Carbolico is distinctive.
Sure does.
And now the Cronkite family. When we last left the Cronkites, they were in trouble. Terrible trouble. Aunt Tessie, lovable Aunt Tessie, had run off with Joe Pascudniak. And to make matters worse, he's threatening to come back. So what about Tim? Lovable Tim. But before we hear about Tim, lovable Tim, let's have a few words about Carbolico. Horrible Carbolico.
Ladies, are you bothered by hot stove face? Use Carbolico and you won't have hot stove face. In fact, you won't have any face. And probably no stove either. And now, back to the Cronkite.
As our story opens today, the eldest Cronkite daughter, Rudely Lou, you remember the fun-loving Cronkite, is sobbing as she tells her heartbreaking story to Paw, lovable Paw. She can't turn to Maw, lovable Maw, because Maw's in the kitchen, working her fingers to the bone over a hot jigsaw puzzle. And so let's join the lovable Cronkites as written by J. Lovable Barrymore.
Oh, Pa! Pa!
What is it, daughter?
Pa, I'm so unhappy. My husband, Tim, lovable Tim, has run off and left me.
Did he say where he was running to?
Yes, the Poughkeepsie. See the regatta.
The regatta, eh? Did he give him the explanation?
No. All he said was, when regatta go, regatta go.
To think that lovable Tim could do this to Rudely Lou. Lovable Rudely Lou.
Hark, Father.
I'm harking.
Here comes Tim now.
Rudy Lou, I've come back. Hello, dear. Hello, Kronk.
Hello, Rat. Formerly lovable Tim.
Oh, Tim, you've come back.
Yes, I've come back. In fact, I didn't went. I got as far as the station, and then I just had to came back.
Because you love me?
Yes, yes, because I love you. Because you're my one and only, and besides, I didn't have train fare.
Oh, Tim, I'm so glad you didn't went. There's something you ought to know.
Rudely Lou Cronkite. Why, you don't mean...
Yes.
You should have told me. How was I to know? Isn't that wonderful, Paul?
Yeah. At last, we have a little Cronkite. Kronk on the house.
And now, folks, we present Carbolico's own crooner, Croon Cobb.
How great is my love, I'll tell you apart, as deep as the sea. You're deep in my heart. How great is my love, too great to be smart. I'm blue as the sky when we are apart. I try at loving you less, but you're in my every notion. Guess I'd have greater success if I should try to stop the ocean. Although they all say, forget while you may, I can't break away. So great is my
I ever told you have a beautiful voice? That your silver pear-shaped tones are exquisite?
Why, no, John, you haven't.
Well, don't expect me to start now.
Mr. Barrymore, the listeners seem to like my singing. It's fan mail.
Let me read one of those letters. Dear Rudy Vallee, I think you're the most wonderful singer, the cleverest comedian, and the greatest actor in radio. Signed, an adoring fan.
There, see?
Wait, P.S. Please excuse the crayon, as they will not let me have anything sharp.
Rudy, look at the clock. The Hardy Health Program goes on in 30 seconds. I found my place. What do we do? Gosh. Let's put our heads together.
Okay. Stand by. You're on the air.
Presenting Vigorous Valley, the Valiant. Sponsored by Spinaccio. Spinach in capsule form. Each capsule contains 3 pounds of spinach and 1 pound of sand. Here's a message from our sponsor, J. Spinaccio Barrymore.
Do you feel run down, logy, fatigued? You wake up in the morning tired and exhausted? Do you feel like you're on your last leg, worn out, ready to drop? You do? Me too, brother.
Thank you, Mr. Barrymore. And, don't forget, folks, order Spinaccio tonight, no matter what you call yourselves. Buy the handy 3-ounce size for only $1,100. Or save 20 cents by getting the economical 2-ton size. And remember, every box of genuine Spinaccio bears the picture of John Barrymore.
So don't let that discourage you. It can be steamed off. And now here's Vigorous Valley.
Good evening, my healthy, happy health seekers. I've some great surprises for you. This is Uncle Harry Jackson, Rudy Valley. If little pie-faced Henning will look in back at the piano, he'll find a BB gun. And if little Danny Mac will look under the elm tree, he'll find a bunny rabbit. And if little Butch Murphy will look in the doghouse, he'll find his old man. And now Mr. Barrymore will tell you how to get those dandy, dandy prizes we're giving away.
Friends, it's very simple. Just send in one box top, and I'll send you the Rudy Valley brass button. Send in two box tops, and I'll send you the Rudy Valley radiant ring. Send in three box tops, and I'll send you Rudy Valley. And gladly.
And now we bring you tonight's thrilling episode in our Spinaccio serial story.
Lieutenant Valley in the jungle.
When we left our intrepid hero yesterday, we stranded in the middle of the jungle beside his crashed plane. Closing in from all sides are 5,000 fierce native warriors with poisoned spears. Looks impossible for Lieutenant Valley to escape this time. But let's see.
You can't kill me. I'm wearing my good luck charm. You can't kill me. I'm wearing my good...
By golly, they killed him.
Who penned this pernicious program?
Quietly. It was written and produced by my partner, Orson Welles.
Well, what's the idea of killing off the hero? Thought the kids would like it for a change.
Is that your idea of Radio Wells? Scaring the daylights out of people?
Well, he's found it pretty successful.
I am taking all my accounts over to another station. Goodbye.
Say, Rudy, what are we going to do about Barrymore canceling his program?
I don't know. Let's put our heads together.
Okay.
Come in.
We got it, J.P. We got it.
What now, little men?
The greatest idea in radio.
It's new.
It's different.
Fresh. What is it?
A quiz program.
A revolutionary idea. Don't you have it ready to go on the air by 9 o'clock tonight?
We'll try. Come on, Orson. Let's put our heads together.
Okay. Barrymore, you keep your head out of it.
While the boys are getting the quiz program ready, I want to tell you about one of the most versatile foods in your whole bag of tricks. It's delicious Kraft cottage cheese. The cottage cheese is so extra good, it steps up the appeal of any meal. Just make this little test. Pack Kraft cottage cheese into a ring mold and thoroughly chill it in the refrigerator. Unmold on a platter at serving time. Fill the ring heaping full with well-sweetened fresh strawberries. Mm-mm. I venture that dessert will bring you resounding cheers. Women tell us that it's the creamy, rich flavor, the inviting freshness of Kraft cottage cheese that makes it so special. You see, Kraft cottage cheese has rich cream added, and it's rushed fresh in sealed cups direct to food dealers. To get cottage cheese at its fresh best, ask for Kraft. Tomorrow, get Kraft regular creamed cottage cheese or get Kraft country-style cottage cheese in a sealed paper cup, always marked Kraft. And now back to Hollywood.
We meet again at radio station RSVP. In their own nutty network, Rudy Valley and Orson Welles are ready to go on the air with their quiz program for J. Sponsor Moore Barrymore.
The Barrymore Finance Company is on the air.
Yes, folks, through the courtesy of the Barrymore All Alone Company, we present the Professor Truth or Take It, Information Asket or Consequences, Leave It Basket Please quiz. And here is your questioning querist, that grilling goon, Dr. J. Third Degree Barrymore.
Thank you, I think. Ladies and gentlemen, let me first give you the order of procedure. I shall call for two volunteers from the audience who will try to answer the questions as I put to them. Now, each time these two contestants fail to answer one of my questions, I shall open my safe like this. And a award to the Molly Mewing Home for Homely Kittens, the sum of $5,000 in cash, or a reasonable facsimile of the same. Now I am ready to call for me two volunteers. Don't crowd me, please. Ah, there are two handsome young gentlemen who look mighty intelligent. Would you like to answer some questions, son?
That's a great start. What's your name, my boy?
Hubert Valley. I'm a citizen from Maine.
Well, that's fine. And what's your name, my lad?
Orson Welles. I'm a citizen from Kane.
Now we're all set to go ahead. With our Professor Truth, or take it information after the consequences, leave it back to please quiz. No snort. Here's the first question. This is Floyd K. Dimple Rimple of Boogie Beach, Nebraska. Wants to know, who is the president of the United States? Stop. Mr. Wells has his hand up.
I was just scratching my head.
How about you, Mr. Valley?
I'm helping in the scratch.
Time's up, and I have to pay $5,000 to the kitten. That's a lot of catnip, brother. Well, while the judges are tabulating the score, let's go to the news room and see what's hot on the wire.
An unconfirmed report just received from a usually unimpeachable source states that persons close to unofficial circles have received fairly reliable information to the effect that certain rumors have leaked out through secret channels confirming our earlier report that nothing happened today.
Now back to Professor Truth for taking information, asking the consequences, leave it, basket, please, quiz program, blue, Citizen Kane. Now here we go to the second question. Mr. Les Poise of West Boise asks, what is the square root of the diameter of a circle whose circumference is equal to the area of a rectangular 4 3/4 by 6 7/8? But I have condensed the question to read, how much are 4 and 3?
4 and 3. 4 and 3. 3 and 4. 3 and 4.
Please, fellas, how much are 4 and 3? There goes another 5,000 to the kittens.
Speaking of kittens, perhaps you need money. Ask Meow to get it. May I tell my public that I'm not ad-libbing? Just pay a visit to our friendly sponsor, John Barrymore. Mr. Barrymore knows what it means to have annoying little debts.
Literally, sir. So far, I have paid out $10,000 to Holy Kittens. Now let's see what me two brain children can do with the next question, which comes from Hester Sylvester of East West Chester. Hester wants you to give the descriptive title for the following personalities. First, Rudy Valley.
That's easy. The Vagabond Lover.
Right. Now, what do they call Orson Welles?
The Finch. The Boy Wonder.
Correct. Now, what do they call John Barrymore? Well, no coaching from the audience. What do they call John Barrymore?
You know the answer, Orson?
Yes, but not for radio.
Another 5,000 to the kitten. Let me out of here. Meow, meow, meow.
Well, we've had our fun tonight, but before we leave, we want to express our sincere appreciation and admiration for this grand thing called radio. Our hats are off to all the fine people who work in it and for it, the broadcasting companies themselves and all the sponsors. Next Thursday, John and I shall be back bringing with us a man whose outstanding talent is equaled only by his grand humor, the famous conductor and pianist, Jose Iturbe. We'll all be looking for you next Thursday. Until then, this is Rudy Valley saying au revoir and good night.
Field Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.